Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. Glad to have you along. Today, my guests are from the University of Alaska Anchorage Department of Theater and Dance. We have Brian Cook and Ty Hewitt. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And they're here to talk about this year's season and as well as some other things that are going on over at the university. And first of all, I want to say congratulations for making it through your first year at UAA. You guys were the new guys. We were talking about that a moment ago.
Yeah, thanks.
And how's it going this year?
Great. Yeah. It was a really good year last year, and we're excited to get going again for our second round here.
Yeah. I mean, it was sort of a trial by fire in some ways. There was a lot going on last year. We bit a huge chunk out of the apple, but I think we were pretty successful, so we were happy with that.
And you're back again, so you must have enjoyed being here for a year.
Yeah, and they must have enjoyed us as well. So.
That's the hope.
I've heard some great things about both of you, so congratulations, and good luck on your, or break a leg on your second year.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we have an exciting season. And, of course, over at UAA, you have both theater and dance, mm-hmm. and you also have a student-run theater company. You also have some other things going on. So let's talk about several things at one time, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about your season, first of all. And you start out the season, because we're talking about during the summertime, we have these shows about company seasons coming up. Mm-hmm. As a preview for, we'll have you on later on in the year. Your first show is the Agatha Christie murder mystery, And Then There Were None, being directed by Brian Cook. So, Brian, tell us about that show.
Yeah, so it's, the typical locked room murder mystery sort of thing where 10 people are stranded on an island off the coast of England, and one by one they're strangely murdered, and the survivors are asked to figure out who did it, right? And the book, it was based on a book that she wrote, and she adapted the play herself, and the book and the play are different in some ways. They, the ending is changed. It's maybe a little happier, more optimistic ending in the play than in the book.
You want people to leave the theater feeling good about it.
or certainly she did yeah. when she did the adaptation. But also, we're trying to do, maybe not your typical production of it, right? You know, most of those kind of shows are done like in some old Victorian room and that sort of thing. And we're trying to think about, okay, so it was done in the 30s. They talk about the house maybe being a little newer. So we're sort of thinking more 20s, 30s style, potentially a little Art Deco influence. And we're doing it in our main stage theater, which anyone who's been there knows that it's a thrust. But we may not be maintaining the traditional actor audience arrangement in it. So that's something for people to look forward to.
And is Dan Carlgren your
Dan Carlgren's doing
wonderful
the set design?
Yeah.
And actually, interestingly, Colleen Metzger is our normal costume designer, but she's doing an exchange with the university that she graduated from as an undergraduate. So for the middle 6 weeks of the semester, she'll be away, and we have a guest designer who is a professional designer from the Lower 48 who's coming up to do the costume design for that show. So we're excited about that. He'll be working with the students and designing the show. So
sounds exciting. So an Art Deco approach to this play. Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never seen this show's been done many times. I never have thought about that, the Art Deco approach. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So your second show is going to be, by the way, the dates for that, October 28th through November the 6th. And then you take a bit of a break for the holidays. You come back in February with a play that I haven't seen done in a while. It was done a lot years ago. It's a musical mm-hmm. called Working, based on the work of Studs Terkel and Nova Cunningham. Another member of the faculty is directing that. But maybe Ty, you can talk about that show some.
There was a community theater production of it in Ketchikan that I saw many years ago. Not enough to, remember too many of the details of it, but in a small, like, 50-seat house for City Players. My interest in it was from the writing of Studs Terkel, who I just find absolutely fascinating, and the work that he did is just astounding. And I'm also drawn to the kind of the guitar singer, James Taylor style of music that's in it. And I just think it's it should be a great show for Nova, who is multi-talented, but especially with musicals, I think she's she's going to be she's going to knock it out of the park.
Well, you mentioned the James Taylor, because he wrote some. Did he write all the music for it?
No, he wrote some of the songs for it. It's a sort of massive musical collaboration, mm-hmm. and in fact, they did a remount production. A few years ago, I don't know how many years, they had some, you know, sort of current wave songwriters in to contribute different songs or tweak some of the songs. And one of those people is Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's hugely famous now for working on Hamilton. And so it features music by Lin-Manuel Miranda and James Taylor and a whole host of other people. So it's a very eclectic, interesting show. The show's sort of a series of vignettes of workers based off of real people that Studs Terkel wrote about in his book Working. And so it's a very wide-ranging, interesting show, and it really talks about like what is it to be a worker in America and the different kinds of jobs that people do in this country that often are under-celebrated, I think.
And this show is performing February the 10th through February the 26th. And we're talking with Ty Hewitt and Brian Cook here from UAA Department of Theater and Dance about their season coming up. And we're about halfway through their season, but I want to ask, is that show being done in the Harper Studio Theater or the main stage?
Main stage.
Main stage. Mm-hmm. Are you doing any of your theater productions in the Harper this year?
Yes. Picasso with Lepanagil will be in the Harper.
Which is a great segue to talk about that show, because that's your next show, opening on March the 31st and going through April the 9th. And Ty, you're directing it.
So. Yep, absolutely. And I'm excited about this show because this will be my third time working on it in different capacities. In undergrad, I got to be part of the run crew, so I got to see just all the backstage workings of it. In graduate school, I played Picasso at UMKC, and now I get a shot at directing it. So it's a show that I've just kept coming back to at different points. And part of what's fascinating to me about that show is that it's just so well constructed that if you kind of get out of the way of the writing of Steve Martin, it will be funny. If you just say the things that are written there, it's so well constructed that like the jokes are built in just beautifully.
And we are talking about, of course, Steve Martin, the famous bluegrass banjo player.
Absolutely. Well, that's because it's great because it's this fictional meeting between Einstein and Picasso and the, you know, mysterious other, the third genius. But it's really also a show about kind of the three aspects of Steve Martin's genius, because he is all of those things in terms of like an art collector and an amazing performer comedically, but also, like you said, in bluegrass. You know, he's got he has a Grammy, and then his musical that he's got
Bright Star, Bright Star, just been on Broadway this year.
He's still in it and just kind of getting better and better. So it's
Mentioning Steve Martin, I saw him perform here recently, and his face when he's playing his banjo is completely different when he's performing as routines, because it gets a whole different look on his eyes, mm-hmm. which is amazing. Which ties in what you're saying. There's so many facets of that person, and it's showing up in the play that you're talking about right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are you doing anything different with the play this time than you've done in the past?
You know, as when we go into meetings, which will probably start about halfway through the year, they're given our schedule and space and the amount of people we have working on it, there's necessarily some overlap in production design and things like that. So we'll start to get into it. But there are a lot of things that are to be discovered about it. We never know exactly if student designers will be a part of the process, which I'm hoping on this production that will be part of the process. But, you know, I've talked a little bit about some different ideas with Dan Carlgren, some ideas. You know, I think he's extremely excited about it because of the, you know, it's interesting because it's this fictitious setup, but in an actual Parisian bar from the, you know, turn of the century. And, you know, so the decision of, you know, where do we go from the reality of that place to this other world where the roof blows off and, you know, you see the stars come out. Mm. So there's a lot that's possible in that. So I'll be excited to see kind of what direction that ends up heading when we get into those discussions in a few months, starting in a few months.
So that show plays March 31st through April the 9th. You also, it's not just the Department of Theater, Department of Theater and Dance, and you have your two regular dance performances coming up. In the fall, you have UAA Dance and Performance. I know neither one of you are working with the dancers, or are you?
So UAA Dance and Performance will be in the studio, so you talked about which shows are in the Harper and which shows are in the main stage.
And Brian Jeffrey is the leader of that.
Yeah, and that'll happen this fall, just a couple weeks after And Then There Were None closes. That's our other fall, show. And then the New Dances 2017 will cap our season off in April.
That's April 13th through April the 16th. And that's always exciting because it's a lot of student choreographers, isn't it? And also some guest choreographers,
too. It's usually a mix of faculty, student, and community, both choreographers, dancers, performers, everything.
We've had Brian on the show before talking about those two dance concerts, and they always seem to be very, very exciting. So, a really fun, packed season, but that's not all. As I mentioned before, there's more. You have, of course, a student-run theater company called Wolfpack Club. Is that right?
The Wolfpack Theater Club. They changed their name from Theater on the Rocks.
And I know they're still working on what they're doing, but one thing I've found exciting is that in the past they've done maybe one show in the fall. They're doing perhaps three shows this year, and I know you can't talk too much about them because they're still being formulated, but one show apparently is being worked on by one of the students as a playwright.
Yeah, the plan at the moment is for their fall show to be a production of a play written by one of the students in the club. It's sort of based on the Faust story with a new sort of modern twist. So they'll do that and then potentially two other shows. They're very ambitious this year, which is great.
You guys have got so much going on. We're almost out of time. I want to talk about the Earth Matters. Tell me what that is. You sent a blast out about that.
The Earth Matters on Stage New Play Festival happens every 3 years, and UAA has been honored with the rights to host it in 2018. It is both a celebration of new plays based on ecological concerns and themes, but also a sort of symposium with different artistic performances and scholarly endeavors and whatnot. At the moment, what we've put out is a call for plays. It's a new play festival. We'll have a competition where all the entries are read by a number of people and narrowed down to the top five and read by a panel of national judges.
This sounds terrific. We're about out of time, guys. Thanks a lot for being on the show again. This is UAA Department of Theater and Dance. Looking forward to a wonderful season this year.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on.
And for next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.